Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We hear you. I don't know what just happened. We appreciate every day it's a concern. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Napanee.
That would be a little weird.
Or if you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, as you might can guess. Choctaw.
Choctaw descent, yes.
Reported to mean something to twist or braid.
Napanee?
Yeah. Our friend Steve Robertson has Napanee'd his hair. Something like that. So. All right. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Plus, we're getting close to one of my favorite times here when beef is what's for Christmas. We're getting there. We're getting there. I already am ready to order that prime rib from my local grocery store.
Plus, chili.
Oh, this is a chili time.
Yeah.
These next 2 days, it's too bad that these next 2 days weren't Saturday, Sunday, because that would have been perfect time to put a pot of chili on. But, you know, the weekday, it's tough. But, hey, with weekday meals, beef can still be the star of the show. If you need recipes, they're msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. The holidays are getting closer every day, guys. If you haven't already, make a trip to College Corner to get the Bulldog in your life or the Rebel. The thing that they are looking for. Everything state script, interlocking, M over S, maroon or white, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, people who are going to have a relationship with you, not just your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Georgia 41, Mississippi State 21, a game that started out as let's relive the good times, Robbie. That opening drive was something to behold. And you really,
what a drive.
You really thought watching that, you're like, man, this might be the day. They look really sharp, and from there it really fell apart for Mississippi State, unable to do anything defensively. Offensively, just completely fell to a sputter. And now we are officially in quarterback controversy season here at Mississippi State. What happened? Where did it go wrong? Only one man knows. Tell him, Falk.
Well,
this was
uglier than a 20-point game.
It really was.
But, you know, I felt like State was kind of due a stinker.
Mm-hmm.
If it had to be any of these final three games, if this is the only one you're going to have a stinker,
mm-hmm.
Hey.
That's fine.
I think people can live with it. For the most part, the gauge I got from the fan base was kind of just like, that sucked. But I don't think anybody was kind of like – I mean, there were some, I'm sure.
Your mentions were a little different than mine.
Well, I did have some, but I kind of ignored them. But,
yeah.
You know, there's the knee-jerk reactions, fire – Lebby, all that stuff, but this loss did not feel as toxic as the other losses. Mm-hmm. I don't think, and maybe it was because it was so over, like in the first half, that people just had time to cope with it and they just were okay. I don't know, but it was ugly. They didn't play well on any side of the ball. I mean, even special teams had a shank punt in there. It just wasn't a great ball game in any way, and that was kind of Jeff Lebby's message post game. Was this was really frustrating because I talked to people that were at practice during the week.
Mm-hmm.
They were really confident because of the preparation they had throughout the week, and I think Jeff Lebby got out coached by Kirby Smart. I think Mississippi State got absolutely dominated on the lines of scrimmage. It just was a master class from one team and then what Mississippi State did. And it showed, how far Mississippi State is from being in that realm. Playoff contender, all that stuff. We've talked about how close they were to being, in the playoff conversation, all that stuff. Well, I mean, part of the reason they're not in that conversation is because they do have so much further to go as a team, as a program, as a coaching staff. There's a lot of things that this program has got to do better. And so that's kind of was my biggest takeaway from that. But also, and I know we will dig deeper into this because I know that you have put this in things that are true. I think it's Kamario Taylor time. And I know we'll probably discuss that a little bit
No,
further.
I was going to skip right over that.
Where
No.
that to me is probably the biggest conversation that we need to be having this week is what do you do about the quarterback position? If and the caveat is if Blake Shapen is available, because that answer
We're going to dive into
might
that.
be available to us this week, midweek, that there is no Blake Shapen, it is Kamario Taylor time. If Blake Shapen is healthy at this point in the program where you're getting ready for next year, I think it's time to just go ahead and let. And it's not, it, to me, it's not as much a Blake Shapen thing as it is a Kamario Taylor and a future of Mississippi State football thing. Because I do think that Blake Shapen is capable of getting Mississippi State to a bowl game and finishing this thing strong, winning at least one of the last two games. I think Blake is perfectly capable of doing that. I also think that Kamario Taylor is capable of doing that. And I think there's things that you can do with Kamario that you can't with Blake Shapen.
Very much.
And so we will dig further into that. But the bottom line is, I thought this was, I haven't felt great about two games this year, A&M and Georgia. And I picked Mississippi State to lose this game 35-24. I thought that, I said in the middle of the week, like, it was really kind of a shame that Mississippi State was playing Georgia after the Arkansas game, because if they're playing a more manageable
They've
opponent,
been in Missouri.
that could have been a building block game. It was just going to be really difficult. This is a team that's super talented at every facet of the game, well coached. They're not as dominant a Georgia team as they've been, and this is nowhere near the best team Kirby Smart's had, but they just win. And that's a recipe for not so much success for Mississippi State when you play teams like that right now. So it was a frustrating day, but you got through it, and now you got to find a way these next two games.
What I found interesting about what you just said, he said there's a lot of things State has to work on. It's a real combination of big things and little things. Like, they have talent issues. That's a big thing, right? They got to go out and get better players, but then they don't execute either. And if you're not going to be the most talented team, you've got to be the best coach team.
And they also they have boneheaded coaching decisions too. I mean, it's everybody.
I didn't put it in the things that are true, but like, I'm 100% kicking a field goal down 17-7. I'm going to get points. I'm going to give my team a little push, and we're going to kick the ball off with what, like a minute and change to go, and
And they
hopefully.
look, they would have probably got the ball around the same place. I get that. But I would much rather,
Have the
you
energy.
lost all the momentum right there. They could have driven down the field and scored, but
You
I would
also
like to have cut that to a one possession game and see if you can get it to halftime.
Ran a play that was not guaranteed to be a first down. I mean, my guess is Fluff Bothwell, if he catches that cleanly, is going to make the first. He's powerful enough to break through a tackle, but you're not guaranteed that. And State did that like three or four times on Saturday, just threw on 3rd and 5, threw 3 yard pass, 3rd and 8, threw 5 yard pass. And like, I thought I'd left Sylvester Croom behind, but I guess not, because that was painful to watch. So.
Well, it's kind of one of those decisions, like the play call to Anthony Evans against Arkansas, where you kind of get a guy in space that's going to be tough to tackle one on one, and Anthony Evans and Fluff Bothwell are two different caliber players, two different type of players. But they're both very similar in that it's going to be difficult to tackle them at first hit. So I get that point of view. You get them in the flats. You got a guy that's going to have to probably take his legs out. It's going to be tough to get him if he has an edge there. But at the same time, like, you're asking a running back that's not as talented a pass catcher as Devon Booth
Right.
to make that
That's a
catch.
that's a personnel, that's a coaching.
And what he's thinking is, I got somebody behind me. I got to figure out a way to get a first down instead of just catching the ball and turning right there.
Right. Which is
And he's
what Booth
thinking too
probably
much.
does.
Yeah. And so I didn't like the play call. I didn't like going for it in that
I didn't either.
situation. Here's the thing about Jeff Lebby, like, it's kind of like hit or miss here. I like the fact that he is very staunch in his convictions. Like, he doesn't think these play calls are bad decisions. Like, he sticks behind the play calls. He don't come back and say, you know what, I probably shouldn't have done that just because everybody else didn't like the play. He sticks with it. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, he's a guy that's with his convictions, like, this is what I wanted to do, and I went through with it. It didn't work, but I would have done it again. But sometimes you have to say, you know what, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Right.
You know, that was probably not a great decision on my part.
Right.
I like at some point I feel like he needs to take a little more of the blame on
I
some of this
agree.
stuff. It's not all execution. So
It can be,
I don't know if
it
they
can be
get.
both. It can be like,
Yeah.
we didn't execute there, but in reality, I probably should have just kicked the field goal.
And listen, I don't think that changes the game at all. I really
No,
don't.
it probably
I think
doesn't.
State probably gets beat badly after
Yeah, you
that.
might lose 41-24.
But it's just one of those deals, like, it's just part of the game plan
Right.
thing. You gotta be able to make the right calls in those
Sometimes he just doesn't
situations.
have a good feel for the game.
He
He
doesn't.
does.
And that's why, like, we were talking in the press box a little bit, halftime. I was talking to several different people. I was talking to Georgia people that came up and was like, I can't believe they did that. He really does probably need a helping hand down
He's a
there
little
that
veteran.
can.
Yeah.
And I asked him about that the other day, and he's like, no, I mean, I've been calling plays and had a feel for the game the whole time, so I don't.
I
But
just
he needs a Paul Rhodes.
I
Like,
agree.
he needs a Paul Rhodes, Mike McIntyre
He does.
that can stand down there and say, no, like, we do not need to go for this right here. That I don't care what the sheet says. I don't care what the analytics say on that. The whole thought process going into these coaches' heads now that we need to go try to get score touchdowns when you have essentially free points there, I don't understand that. But it's becoming a epidemic, and it's actually leaking into the NFL now.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to take the points. We're going to try to score
The
seven.
Colts did that this morning. They ended up winning the game,
Yeah.
but they were down four and went for it on 4th and 2 from like the Falcons' 10-yard line.
Just kick
D
the field
didn't get
goal.
it. Then the next drive they kick a field goal and they're down one. And I'm just like, if you'd kick the field goal, you'd be up now. And
Yep.
then you wouldn't have even had to go into overtime. So it is what it is. All
It
right.
used to be automatic back in the day. Just get the kicker in there, kick it,
Yeah.
and.
Yeah. Sometimes the old people are right. Like the analytics, sometimes you just like just do what you're supposed to do.
Coaches have gotten really greedy.
They have. All right, we can almost count that as a thing that is true, that whole discussion.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the rest of them here. These are the things that are true. Brought to you by Bell Building Supply. God, the holidays are almost here. We are just 2 weeks, 2 3 weeks away now from Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday of the year. Have you seen how much peanut oil is?
No, I haven't had peanut oil in a while.
Peanut oil, I went to Academy Sports the other day. 3 gallon jug of peanut oil, just enough to fry a turkey, right? $45. Guys, that's $45 that you're going to throw away at the end of the day. Why not have the most delicious smoked turkey? And you can get that skin just as crisp as you want in the big green egg. Go see my friend Wes Shelton. Talk to him at Bell Building Supply and put a big green egg to work for you this holiday season. If you're smoking a turkey, if you're doing turkey on Thanksgiving, the big green egg gives you all the convenience of putting that thing in your oven, but that delicious smoke flavor, you still get that crispy skin. That's the way to go. Don't waste your money trying to fry a turkey or burn down your house because you don't know what you're doing out there.
Are you frying a turkey?
I am not. No.
Okay.
That's what I'm not.
Well, I was trying to figure out the peanut oil thing.
Yeah, that's my point though. Peanut oil is ridiculously
You
expensive.
just saw it in passing.
Yeah,
You weren't actually going in there to get it.
no. I talked to Wes about what his ad wanted to be this week, and
Oh.
I made a point to go look and see how much peanut oil was.
Okay.
So,
Sorry to ruin the scenes there. I was just.
it's like, I'm just saying. Anyway, big green egg. Whatever you're doing for the holidays, the big green egg. If you're talking about like Christmas, looking ahead. How am I going to do my prime rib on Christmas? I'm going to do it on the big green egg because it gives me the same convenience of the oven, but the beautiful smoke flavor that you want. Go see Bell Building Supply. this holiday season to put a big green egg under your Christmas tree. I got the 9 things that are true. Number one is the most obvious. 9 times. Robbie said it already. It's time to change. And I didn't know if we would get here or not this season when we started off, right? I thought that Chapin might play well enough to just keep, you know. And I didn't know that Camario would get enough snaps to make everybody go, okay, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have half the playbook with more production than the full playbook with less. And if you got to simplify things, you do it. But at the end of the day, his running ability gives you something you don't currently have, and it makes you more dangerous. And it's just time. You got 2 games left. Let him get out there. Even if you don't win either game and you finish 5-7, give yourself that head start on next season. Because if you're not going to get the bowl practices, you might as well get the real reps now.
Yeah.
So it's just time. And I respect Blake Chapin. He's a tough son of a gun. Let's go into number 2, by the way. There's been some rumors now that Chapin might be hurt and that this may be a moot point because he's injured. But if tomorrow we asked Jeff Shalevy about this and he says, yes, Blake Chapin's out for the season. He suffered an injury. And I tweet that. And your reply to me is good, or that's good news, or anything of that kind of nature. It's not much of a threat. I don't know if you really care or not, but I'm just going to block you. So if you enjoy following me on Twitter, you can think it, but keep it to yourself. Because I just don't have any time for somebody who's so blinded by their college football fandom that they're happy somebody got hurt. I don't have time for that. Robbie doesn't either.
A guy that has literally played his guts out for your team.
Yeah.
He's done more for this team than a lot of people have physically.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have gone out there and gotten hurt for their favorite school? I mean,
yeah.
It just doesn't happen. And so, yeah, I don't understand the hate in that. I mean, I think you can say, like, hey, I would rather Kamario Taylor be a quarterback. I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fair assessment as a fan that you've earned the right to have that thought process. But if you are literally cheering for the guy to get hurt,
mm-hmm.
and that's the conversation I had with my friends yesterday. I was like, it's kind of sad that this is where people are. Like, they're actually pulling for Blake Chapin to get hurt. And I think a lot of them, they might not want to, but it's kind of like, you know, that's the only way that that Kamara Taylor's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, it's a very interesting conversation to have about Blake Chapin and Kamara Taylor. I think that if you watch the 2 play, the thought process that people have had, and I've even had this process earlier on in the season, and even recently, last week we talked about Blake Chapin coming back in the ball game against Arkansas.
Yeah.
And you and I were vehemently against that.
Yeah.
Because of riding the hot hand. And that didn't mean that we thought that Kamara Taylor should take over mm-hmm. from here on out.
Right.
In that
situation, though, yeah.
Ride the hot hand.
Right.
And so you and I both talked about that. And I think on this show last Sunday, or Saturday, whenever we did it, I said, like, I think it's Jeff Lebby just feeling like Kamara Taylor's not ready yet and Blake Chapin is their best chance
mm-hmm.
of winning that extra game.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch the 2 play, my thought process on it is I just don't think that Blake Chapin does enough to justify saying he has to play over Kamara.
Right. The running element is the key to me.
Yes.
Like
that's the thing. Like, when you see Kamara out there and you see how easy it looks for them to move the football,
mm-hmm.
and then when Chapin's out there, it takes away that element of the game.
Right.
When you have a quarterback, it's like when Dak Prescott was running Dan Mullen's offense.
Right.
When Dak really came into his own against Auburn, mm-hmm. that's when everybody opened their eyes and said, uh-oh, this guy might be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because of the running element, there were things that he could improvise on. And when a team adjusts to that,
mm-hmm. then
Camario has the arm talent
mm-hmm.
to go beat a team deep.
2 things. One, also, if your offensive line's not very good, having a running quarterback helps a lot.
100%.
The other thing is, yesterday when Kamari was in, that's like the first time those long horizontal passes worked.
Yeah. A
couple times those passes worked. And why is that? Because everybody's looking into the backfield expecting him to run.
And again, like, everybody's going to say, well, you know, he missed those short yardage. I totally get that.
I get that.
He is not there from an accuracy standpoint.
So get the reps.
That's right. By the end of the game, he's throwing a 50-yard dot
yeah.
to Brennan Thompson.
Yeah.
Let him get more time in there. The reason he's inaccurate right now, the reason he's he's really not on it is because he's juiced up because he hasn't been in this position enough.
Right.
Let him get comfortable with this
And it's going to
situation.
help Bothwell and Booth too to
Yeah.
have him out there.
I just think, and it isn't just a Blake Chapin thing. It's exactly what you said. It's the offensive line
Yeah.
that this offense at other places have had has had issues in the offensive line that they've worked around, whether it be at Ole Miss
That Ole Miss
or
line was okay. It wasn't
yeah,
great,
it
but
wasn't great.
Carlisle Hall gave them that extra
So if you
piece.
have a guy like Kamario, and also Kamario has not been sacked yet.
Yeah.
He'll probably get sacked 4 times on Saturday after I've said that,
Missouri's a good team, yeah.
but he hasn't been sacked.
Yeah.
So he finds a way to get out of those situations. You don't have that with Blake
Right.
Chapin. It's nothing personal against Blake Chapin. You're trying to find the best person to win you one more ball game.
Yeah.
To me, Kamario Taylor embodies what you need in this offense with the pieces that you have around him this year. So if Blake Chapin's healthy, I'm just gonna be honest with you, I don't see Jeff Lebby making that move. I just don't. I think
You're probably correct, but I won't agree with it.
I don't either, but that's just what I foresee.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm feeling personally. We'll
We'll
find out
see.
on
Find
Monday.
out on Monday. All right, number three. This was the first time all year I felt the team was completely outmatched. And it should be the last time as well. But last year I felt like that almost every game.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign. I mean, and it goes into number four, which is there really is no pleasing some of you. I had people in the post-game chat like, Brian, even with this coaching carousel, should we consider making a move? And I'm just like, they were 2-10 last year. They got a great chance to finish 6-6. Like, what did you expect this year? Did you expect to? I mean, I look, I know I picked them to beat Georgia, probably a little too much with the heart on that one. That's fine. I'll wear that. But guys, we gotta have a little common sense about this is not, we're not playing a video game here,
Instant
right?
gratification.
Like, and I'm a guy like with Moorhead, I understood why you let him go after 2 years because you regressed. He took over a team that should have been great. He was barely above average with them. His next year, they were mediocre. And then on top, you had all the off the field stuff on top of that. He had to go. This is not that. This is a guy who took over a team that was not prepared to win, struggled through year one, gets to year two, is clearly better. If they take a similar jump next year, they're going to win 9-10 games.
Yeah.
What are we talking about
Well,
here?
and there's going to be people that probably get on the message board today that have heard you say that and say, we've already seen him coach ball games. He doesn't know what he's doing, this and that. He went from 2 wins to potentially 6 or more this
Yeah,
year.
yeah.
I mean, should State have hired a guy that's learning on the job? That's
That's a different debate.
that's
This is
open for
where we are
discussion.
right now.
They have a guy that's learning on the job. So that it is what it is.
And he is learning.
And at the end of the day, there is significant progress being shown. They're not going to fire him.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Save for a scandal, he is not going to be fired.
Right.
I will guarantee you that. If they lose the next two ball games by 50, 50, he will not be fired.
Hold up on that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
now.
wait on that. All right, number five. Going back to Kamari Taylor. Even when he misses, at least you see like you feel like he's making the right decisions.
Yeah.
Like so many times with Chapin, he'll throw a pass. I'm like, who? What are you doing? Who are you throwing to? And of course, you know, so many times he doesn't throw it away when he's under pressure. He just makes bad decisions. At least with Taylor, he may miss the guy, but that guy was open. He threw it to the right guy. He just doesn't make that gives me a lot of hope that with repetition, he could be an unbelievable player.
Yeah, and I've said this before about him. Like, I just feel like I'm at the point with him. You can't be scared of, him failing. You can't be scared of him going in there and making a mistake. And I think he has the personality. He has the mind. Like, that's not going to bother him.
Right.
If he throws an interception,
He'll shake it off.
yeah, this isn't a freshman that, sometimes there are freshmen that they struggle with handling adversity. And you don't want to put too much on that. I think Dan Mullen was very nervous about that,
Yes,
about
he
putting
was.
a freshman out there
I agree.
and them failing. This isn't the guy. This is a different cat. This is a different kind of dude. He's, it just doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, you should be able to live with him missing a short route right
Yeah.
now. You should be able to live with that. because there's going to be that, and then there's going to be a 60-yard flat-footed bomb
Or a 40-yard run.
Yeah. So, yeah. And here's the thing. What are you getting from Blake Shapen right now? Fumbles on scrambles, sacks, taking a sack. It's not like you aren't getting those things from Blake Shapen.
Right.
He's more accurate than Kamario for sure. But there's just so many other things that you can do here. And on top of that, you're talking about the guy that's probably going to be your starter next year. Why not go ahead and give him these valuable reps? He has a chance to get Mississippi State to bowl eligibility this year in these next two games against two Missouri. Did they fall out of the top 25?
I'm sure they did. I just had it up.
But they're a top 25 team. With Bo Pribula,
if they had their quarterback, they would be a top 25.
With Pribula, they are pushing for a college football playoff.
Right.
So – and he's going up against a top 10 defense. So
and Missouri's out, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he's going up against a legit defense. You're playing this team, you're playing Ole Miss after that. You could not be more well-prepared for year two with those reps and the reps you've already gotten. So, to me, it's a no-brainer, Brian. I don't see a reason not to do it. And I
agree.
I guess the only reason would be for Jeff Lebby, Blake Shapen has worked really hard for this spot. He came back another year, but you can't think that way.
No, you can't.
You just can't.
You're a coach. You have to be.
You got to go win.
You got to win. It's about winning. All right, number six. Kelly Jones might be the best cornerback in America.
Not on the Thorpe semifinalist list.
This guy is unbelievable. They tested him a lot. I don't know why, but they did, and he answered every time. I don't think he gave up a completion yesterday. He was unbelievable.
I mean, and they were throws that Mississippi State over the years has given up every time.
He just missed a pick in the first quarter. In fact, if he had picked that off, Georgia wouldn't have had that opening field goal. But it hit him. He just was a little low on him. But he was fantastic. There's no way he won't be here next year. I've come to that.
We have never been more wrong about a player's position than his.
When he came out of high school, I thought he'd be a linebacker by now.
Well, it's just his build is so unnatural. Like
that's what makes him a superstar potentially.
That's why I don't know if there's been a guy like him at Mississippi State.
No.
Jonathan Banks was kind of a safety
he was 6'2", but he wasn't as physical.
No. Huh. This guy is built like a free safety
that
could grow into a linebacker.
Yeah.
But he runs like a corner.
Yeah.
And he's got that length. It's just unnatural.
When he matches up next year with those elite receivers, they're going to be like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Because he's as big as them.
He could be a potential superstar. Yeah. And I know people don't want to hear.
We're not going to see him in the maroon and white after.
I know people don't want to hear this, but it's a good thing if he goes.
That's what the whole point is to come to Starkville, to go to the next level. That makes it easier for us to get the next guy here.
No, and then here's what you got now over the last 10 years. You got 12 if you go back to Jonathan Banks. But you got Jonathan Banks. You got Darius Slay. Cam Dantzler went to the NFL.
Yeah.
Martin Emerson's in the NFL. Emmanuel Forbes, first-round pick.
Had a pick last week.
You know, State.
Cameron
Richardson.
Third rounder.
State is putting NFL corners into the league. And this is a kid that came from Clarksdale, Mississippi, who was playing quarterback at Clarksdale, who was extremely raw, redshirted his first year, didn't even play. This is a Dan Mullen special.
This is
old school Dan Mullen stuff.
Yeah.
You know, State found this kid, got him here. I would hate to lose him and not have him back for next year. But at the same time, it is not a bad thing for Mississippi State to have a potential first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens with him. But he is definitely garnering buzz.
Yeah, I agree.
There was five scouts, I think, sitting next to us yesterday. It was the most scouts I've seen.
Yeah. I mean,
and there was for Georgia.
Georgia, but they're watching Kelly Jones. Don't get me wrong.
Kelly Jones, outside of maybe Nate Frazier, he might have made the biggest impression of anybody on the
because
field.
Because he just kept – defending Pat. It was incredible to watch.
The teams keep testing him, and
he answers every time.
He's like a basketball defender out there. Like, the ball's in the air. He's like Bernardo. It's nuts. Yeah. It's a cheat code.
Yeah. All right, number seven. I said all week that I like this is a good but not great Georgia team, and I don't know if this could be a national title team. That Georgia team we saw Saturday, they play like that, they're tough to beat. They could win a national title.
Well, here's what I'll say about Georgia is their X factor is their DNA. They have all the talent. I mean, their offensive line was really impressive to me. They've played nine different starting lineups on the offensive line because of injuries.
Yeah.
That shows you how much depth
And
and
talent.
how much talent they have.
Mississippi State's done a similar thing, and they
It
can't block
to
anybody.
be able to bring in a couple of their guys have been freshmen that have started on the offensive line. They've always been so strong up front, but they have the talent to be a national championship team. Their DNA to me is what sets them apart, is that they don't get rattled. They lost to Alabama,
But
but
Alabama is one of the best teams in the country too.
yeah, and honestly, they could have easily won that ball game. They held Alabama scoreless in
Well,
the.
they had a chance to tie the game up, just what we were just talking about,
Yeah.
and they decided, I'm not going to kick a field goal here. Why? I
And
mean,
then didn't get off the field because a guy jumped on the pile, which was not like Georgia.
That's very un-Georgia-like.
But yeah, that team looked legit. Their third string tight end, by the way, made
One
the
of the best
catch of the
catches we've seen of the
game.
year, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, let's see here. Number eight, three games left. You can go 2-0, you go 1-1, you go 0-2. There's literally no telling what's going to happen. Literally no telling. But that's the
That's
thing.
the whole
That's
thing.
it.
They're true.
That is
Yeah.
it.
No, you're exactly right. And this game Saturday is really interesting to me. Missouri looks like on offense they have a hand tied behind their back.
They can run. That's
They
about
can
it.
run with the Mod Hardy. And
You gotta load the box.
I would probably load it up and sell out to stop the run in this. I mean, they can beat you. They have talented receivers. They can beat you there. A good defense shuts them down like A&M did. I don't know if State's going to be able to do that. Their defense is extremely good.
Very good.
And this is why I think Camario gives you the best chance in this game. Just because the run element of everything just makes Mississippi State a totally different offense. And this offense, look, it's been successful in spurts against everybody they played. They scored more runs against more runs. They scored more points against Texas than anybody this
Are you
year.
ready?
I'm about to move on. They scored more points against Texas than anybody this year.
Yeah.
You know, they moved the ball in Texas A&M at times. You know, Georgia, they had some big plays.
Yeah.
I just feel like Camario probably gives you your best shot against a defense like that that is so good against the run. They're top 10 in the country against the run. So you need a big physical guy that can read it
It's crazy
and
how
make
many
the right play.
times for a guy who wasn't that, he's not been that successful as a coach. It's crazy how many times I go back to things Joe Moorhead said, but he said it all the time. He said having a mobile quarterback lets you play 11 on 11.
Yeah.
Like otherwise you're playing 10 on 11. And that's what Mississippi State has to do. They can't afford the man to be a man down. Last one, number nine. As we sit here today, it's November the 9th, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. I lean towards Jeff Lebby being the right guy for the job. That's where I'm leaning. Now,
That can
that
change.
could change. You know, and look, I would say after the Florida game, I was leaning the other way. And that game today, to me, is the one that stands out above all of the others. Yeah, you blew a 17-point lead, but that's a really good Texas team. Yeah, you blew a fourth quarter lead on Tennessee. That's a pretty good Tennessee team. Florida's not a good team. You should have beaten them. There's no getting around that fact. You should be 6-3 right this second because Florida is not good.
I think that was a mind thing.
I think so. But right this second, I lean towards him being the right guy for the job. I want to see what happens this week. You're playing a wounded Missouri team who may have a little bit of give up after knowing that the playoff is gone. There's so many rumors surrounding Drinkwitz leaving. I just want to see what happens. But right now, if you said, do you think Jeff Lebby will be here at the end of the 2026 season? I would say I agree. I think you will. That's where I am today.
Well, I really want him to succeed personally, selfishly, just because I think the offense has the capabilities of being a really awesome, hard to stop offense. If you have the right guy at
You
quarterback,
see it out there.
it really is like a quarterback thing for me. There a lot of things that we talk about that we're upset about with the offense is not play calling.
No.
It's the quarterback. Because the play is there to be made. The
Here's
play is there for the quarterback to make a
do you
decision.
here, I want to tell you something. I believe it. That fourth down play where he's rolling out and he sees Fluff. Kamara doesn't ever throw that ball.
Yeah.
He's taking off running. He rolls out and he's got there was room. He's gone. He's going up the field and he's going to get the first down.
Well, and if we're able to say that, we can't also say he's not, Kamara's not ready. Like, people can't say that.
Right. No, I it's time. It's time. My guess is tomorrow's pod is going to have a lot of that flavor.
One way or the other, we'll either be complaining about the fact they're not willing to go to Camario, or it'll
Immediately.
be talking about
Looking
what
for
does
him.
this team look like with Kamari.
I don't know that he'll give that away
I don't think
tomorrow.
he will either.
Shapen's hurt.
Wednesday, we will probably know for sure, unless he comes out and says
If he's out for the season,
Shapen's done.
he might just tell us that, like what he did with Will Whitson and everybody. So we'll see. All right, let's move into the last part of the show. That's brought to you by Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Two fantastic places for you to grab lunch. Two fantastic places for you to grab dinner, or two fantastic place, or for the case of Two Brothers, a place to go late night to have a fantastic time in the Cotton District. The Cotton District was hopping this weekend, as we predicted, but we still got a lot of great weekends to have this year here in Starkville. Enjoy yourself at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Two great places to eat. I haven't been there in quite a while. I'm slacking on my Two Brothers appearances. Need to make that happen very soon. We will do that. And we hope you will too. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
And you need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service on something they've sold you, same number, same people. You know them, they know you. And because they're in Mississippi, a lot of times they can get out to you the exact same day. Don't wait around. Deal with a business you know you can trust, Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville. Even my own wife, who doesn't listen, you can tell she doesn't listen, but she sent me a text. Hey, what's that promo code? I'm going to Maroon & Co. I was like,
She definitely doesn't listen.
definitely doesn't listen, but Thunder 15, honey.
Neither does my wife, unless she hears that I said something about her
Yeah,
on there.
I can get away with anything. She doesn't. She's not gonna. So she does click every morning, just to give me the
Oh,
click.
that's sweet
She
of
does
her.
that. She does
I
that.
appreciate
We
that.
appreciate
She doesn't
that.
care anything about it, but
No, but she gives us our
she
click.
that's nice of her.
So, if you're looking for Mississippi State gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. They have everything you're looking for, Mississippi State. And of course, with the holidays coming up, and you got a bulldog in your life, you got to put something under the tree. Maroon and white. Get it at Maroon & Co. and use that Thunder 15 promo code to save yourself or Santa a little money. Thunder 15, 15% off regular price. That's in store or online at maroonandco.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in 10 days from now, as we record. I will be at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. We're doing Sports Talk Mississippi and Thunder and Lightning live from Scruggs. So on a Wednesday, if you're in the Saltillo area, please come out and say hello to us. But if you are looking for great John Deere products this holiday season, the only place you want to go is Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Their credit department will take care of you. They're going to get you a great deal, sometimes 0% financing. It's all right there for you. If you're looking for a new compact tractor, a Gator, or one of those commercial mowers to get your lawn looking its best, head over to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you're a landowner in this great state, you need to know one name, Good Hope Land and Timber. It does not matter what you're doing with your property. It doesn't matter how big your property is. Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you make the best decisions about your property, to help you make sustainable decisions and profitable decisions all in one. Their team handles it all, and there's nothing they can't do for you. They're willing to talk to you. They want to answer your questions. Get in touch with them today. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right. A couple of important games coming up for Mississippi State these next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Let's talk about something else that's important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for Closers is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffeehouse. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. If you're looking for something this holiday season for the coffee lover in your life, that's the place to get it. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. First time this year, but no coffee for Coleman Hutzler. 500 yards, 41 points. I know they're playing a great team, but this was the first time I was just like, God, they looked like last year. They could not stop Georgia.
Last 2 weeks have been bad.
They've been not good.
I think teams have kind of figured out how to play against them. But yeah, they have not been good. And now, who knows with Isaac Smith,
Yeah.
if he didn't put weight on his foot when he was
Yeah,
walking
wasn't
off.
great.
Jerron Manning at least will be back next week
Yeah.
in full, so you don't have to worry about that. That was a huge losing both of those was
Was
huge.
tough. It didn't help. But Hutzler, this week, just no coffee. I just didn't see it. In the SEC, Get a roll of stamps and mail it in next time, Florida. My good, we were on the right side of that. Both of us said mentally we like better where Kentucky is than Florida, and they showed.
I just don't think Billy Gonzalez is a great head guy.
I don't think he's a good coach, period, personally. But I just want to say this right now. I haven't seen the line.
He's still holding on to Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
Like that's been his.
I think he expects Percy Harvin to walk in the door at any time.
Dan Mullen still talks about Percy Harvin, too. Yeah.
I don't know what the line on the Florida Ole Miss game is, but I would be willing to give you almost 35 points. Ole Miss is going to murder Florida this weekend.
I think it might be kind of a letdown.
For who?
I think it for Ole Miss.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of just like floating right now. They killed Citadel. They got the bye week, and then they got. I think they're getting.
They have Florida this week.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
after this they'll have the bye week and then the Egg Bowl.
Okay.
And so and Florida just played awful. I feel like they're going to come back around. I think it'll be a better game than you think.
I think Florida is tapping out, and I think Ole Miss is going to look at Florida and go, they kept us out of the playoff last year, and they're going to beat the hell out of them. I think it's going to be
awesome. They could. I just have a weird feeling about that game.
That right now, without even knowing the number, it's might be my lock of the week.
That's going to be an interesting thing, too, because Lane Kiffin has still not come out and said, I'm staying, I'm not interested in Florida, whatever. Like, Florida thinks they're going to get Lane Kiffin. There's going to be some bad blood in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Who knows what happens?
Yeah. Nationally, not just one team. The ACC gets no coffee. That is a
whole conference. That conference stinks.
That's a one bid league now. Their highest rated team is Georgia Tech, who's 14th.
Ooh. So they're going to be like the Clemson this year. Like the Clemson got in last year because they won it.
Yeah, but remember last year SMU was in the top 10.
Yeah, they don't have an SMU.
Whoever wins is it. That's it. Virginia losing to Wake Forest killed them. Louisville
Virginia,
is losing game.
It's Virginia.
Miami isn't very good. It's just not going to happen.
No,
it's just not going to happen. The ACC from
and there's so many talking heads.
From Syracuse to Miami and all the way out to Palo Alto, no coffee.
There's so many talking heads that are ACC people.
Canal,
Florida State people.
Yeah.
I never see them talk about that. They always hate the SEC,
but they don't.
Like, guys, like Mike Norvell, what he's doing is criminal at Florida State.
This year.
He will be fired.
You think?
Yes.
That's another one I think Kiffin might have some interest in. But
he will be fired.
We will see. All right. Tomorrow's show, like I said, we'll recap what Lebby says because we've got to find out what he's going to do with this quarterback situation. If he gives us any insight, we'll talk about that. SEC picks, I'm still a game behind, Robbie. I needed to catch up. Is this the week? I don't know. Plus, on tomorrow's show, we will hear from future Brian because Mississippi State takes on Iowa State in basketball on Monday night. We need to get a recap of that game. We'll do that on Tuesday's Thunder and Lightning. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Big thing.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.